This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1538. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 11th, another station due to close and major cuts at two others. New schedules from Austria, Cuba, Lithuania. More DX and station news from Alaska, Bahamas, Canada, Cuba, Ecuador, Germany, Greece, Guam, India, Slovakia, Kenya, Kuwait, Mauritania, Morocco, Spain, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I've been hearing again what is believed to be the High-Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HAARP for short, transmitting from Alaska on exactly 2750 kilohertz. There were a variety of tones and carriers in different configurations, such as sweep tones going upward, and also tones stepping upward rather than a continuous change in frequency. There were also changing pulse rates of carriers as if they were CW going on and off more and more quickly. This was before and after 0700 UT on November 9th. Walt Salmaniv in Victoria, BC, who's about twice as close to Alaska as I am, was hearing the same thing the following evening, November 10th at 0416, and I could also hear a bit of it here, but not later on, so it's quite sporadic, but keep an ear on 2750 kilohertz. I could never find any exact frequencies or schedule information, but there's a great deal of other data about exactly what HAARP is at its website, www.haarp.alaska.edu. Yet another shortwave broadcast station appears to be headed for extinction. Messages from the different language services of RAI, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, have been coming out, such as this one via Takahito Akabayashi in Japan, which he presents to us in English. RAI is at a crisis of closing the shortwave transmission. Marcelo Carvajal in the Japanese section of RAI informed Toshimichi Otake of JSWC on November 3rd about this. Their only shortwave transmitter, which is probably a Harris SW100 at General Pacheco, installed in 1977, has had its day and will soon be unusable unless proper repairs are done. But the Argentine government is not providing a budget to do that. So the shortwave transmissions will be closed after January 1st, 2011. The director of RAI has ordered all sections to gather email from listeners to protect their shortwave transmission. If you would like to express your support for them, here's the address, dxrae2010@gmail.com. Steve Luce in Houston, Texas says, if RAI is going to bother to continue shortwave, the facilities need a total overhaul or replacement, not just a repair. Signal quality has been poor to non-existent for years. It wasn't always that way. Back in the 70s, I had decent reception of their late-night English broadcasts on 9690. The last time I heard RAI approaching a reasonably listenable signal was 7 or 8 years ago. Now it's just barely fluttering above the noise floor or completely inaudible. RAI needs to get serious about shortwave or pull the plug. But is there only one transmitter? I thought they had another one. So at some periods, there are two frequencies running in parallel. Arnaldo Slyan, who's now doing the DX program at RAI, has more info about this on the Condish list. He says, all they need to keep on the air is $50,000. That's a very small amount compared to the usual government appropriations. That's all they need, that is, to make the transmitters usable. But exactly what is wrong with that particular transmitter? On November 11th, Takahito Akabayashi in Japan follows up for us. He says, according to Koichiro Ito, RAI's Japanese service announced on November 5th. The Argentine government prohibits the use of any equipment containing injurious PCBs starting January 1st, polychlorinated biphenyls. This means all the shortwave transmitters of RAI, which were installed in the old days and had parts containing PCBs, will not be allowed to be on the air after January 1st unless they're replaced or repaired before then. For the time being, the Argentine government has no budget for replacing or repairing. The director of RAI, of course, is demanding a budget to do that, to be supported by requests from listeners. Again, it's dxrae2010@gmail.com. I've been checking out their signal, 15345 in the daytime here. It varies slightly and usually has a heterodyne with Morocco before 2200 UT when the European languages are on, but it's in the clear after then, and on weekends carries ball games, usually a relay of the domestic service, but on weekdays they have Spanish programming until they go to 11711 variable, weekday evenings only, UT Tuesdays through Saturdays, including English, at 02 to 03. They were putting in a pretty good signal on November 11th, but with a heterodyne against something closer to 11710. Listen, just before the top of the hour, they have a very distinctive interval signal and multilingual IDs before starting each language. Another shortwave season has started, and Austria still has not totally left the bands. Johannan in New Jersey says they're back on 7325 for the domestic service relays, mostly in German. They're scheduled from midnight to midnight 30 for Central America, midnight 30 to 01 for North America on 7325, and 1 to 130 for South America on 9840. There's also one other transmission for Asia and Australia at 13 to 1330 on 17855, according to a schedule forwarded by Yimber Gaviria from their website. And furthermore, although 6155 used to be on the air many hours a day, their prime frequency for Europe, it's still on the air, but only for a short period. In the morning, 06 to 0715 UT, it's 5 minutes shorter on Saturdays and Sundays. Yet to be confirmed is whether that still contains a token 3 or 4 minute English newscast relayed from the domestic service around 0708 on weekdays, and whether that same English newscast is still included on the evening repeats to North and South America somewhere around the middle of the half-hour broadcast. You may recall our reports that ZNS1, the main medium wave station in the Bahamas, has been off the air for over a month from 1540 kilohertz, but it's back. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, was hearing it again November 4th at 2336. It's in Nassau with Bahamian accents, commercials, and ideas, AM 1540 ZNS1, right here on the Bahamas Radio Network. So give it a try. If they're back in proper functioning, there will be quite a lull toward the United States. But Terry on the west coast of Florida was getting excellent reception also in the morning at 11:05 UT November 6th, when there was an advisory about Tropical Storm Thomas. Of course, under those circumstances, they might have been operating non-directionally. If you hear French on medium wave 690, it can no longer be CBF in Montreal, since CBC abandoned medium wave from there a few years ago. But there is another CBC station in French on that frequency. It's CBKF1 in Gravelbourg, Saskatchewan, of all places. It's been reported lately on the ABDX list. Larry Wild in South Dakota wondered what he was hearing in French on that frequency. Kevin Redding reminds us of the existence of CBKF1. And medium wave DXer near Chicago, Neil Kazaros, says, Saskatchewan was huge on 690 one night. I tried for a few minutes to get CBU in BC, but not a trace, even though Vancouver was good on 1130 and 1040. I think the Saskatchewan station is not running the same night pattern as when CINF was on the air. That was the successor 690 in Montreal, which is now gone too, perhaps because they don't see the need to protect a silent station. Arnie Coro explains some details about Radio Vanacuba to Wolfgang Büschel, who had been referring to the transmitter sites, Arnie says, by the wrong names. The major site is not Kivikan, but instead it's San Felipe. They are operated, of course, by a different agency called Radio Cuba, but he says the sites can be changed as required because there is interoperability of antenna facilities. For example, our San Felipe site is on the air on 6150 with a much modified PKB250M transmitter with the possibility of selecting different antennas. Typically, it's using a quadrant antenna, essentially omnidirectional, but it can be switched to others. If there's need for maintenance at San Felipe, we can put 6150 on the air from the other site, Bauta, using a similar quadrant antenna with a 100-kilowatt transmitter, and so forth. He also included their complete new B10 schedule, which appears in DX Listening Digest, including a number of new frequencies, most of which we have checked out. The complete English schedule is 20 to 21 to North, Central, and South America on 11760. Midnight to 01 on tropical band, no target specified, 5040. 01 to 07 on 6000 and 6050. 05 to 07 on 6010, 6060, and 6150 to different parts of North America. Yes, we've confirmed they're actually using 6050 despite that being the only frequency remaining from HCJB in Ecuador. However, I've found the transmission does not start promptly at 0100 on either frequency. And 6000 does not appear to be on the air after 0500, although it may be another one coming on late. WIFR is on that frequency from 0500 where they have collided before. Meanwhile, for broadcasts into Cuba, Radio Marti, I've been checking out 9565, now believed to be relayed from Sackville, Canada, between 20 and 22 UT, and then the frequency is taken over for another 2 hours by Greenville. The first few days they had problems of overlapping, as I believe I mentioned before, interfering with itself. Now there's a one-minute break between the two transmissions. And checking out 9565 before 2200, I found it was running about 22 seconds behind the other Radio Marti frequencies, which are certainly from Greenville. Not only is HCJB using 6050 for its domestic service in Spanish and Quechua in the evenings, but also in the mornings, and Havana is blocking it then too. Nominally scheduled in Spanish between 07 and 11. HCJB signs on about 08:25, as heard by Manuel Mendez in Spain the day before Cuba came on, so probably the last chance to hear that without interference. You may have heard about the violent demonstrations in Germany about preventing disposal of nuclear waste. This involved a shortwave transmission heard by Eike Bivert in Leipzig, which he calls Anti-Nuclear 6085, a German special event station, actually identifying as Radio Freies Wendland, was heard all over Germany on 6085 from an unknown transmitter site. The program coordinates protests of more than 10,000 people against transporting nuclear waste in the North German region of Wendland, and is legally transmitted via numerous public FM stations. Not sure how it gets onto shortwave. Station info is www.castor2010.de/radio. The nuclear waste was transported by train, so people were sitting on the tracks trying to block the progress of the train. This report was as of November 7th, so it may be all over now. However, Kai Ludwig says it should be safe to assume that what was heard on 6085 is a relay of the Radio Tsusa web stream, and according to a MySnip forum, 6085 is coming from the low-power site at Kahl in Germany, where I believe they tested before for another purpose, was it had been abandoned by Bayerischer Rundfunk. More about Germany coming up, but we're past the midpoint of World of Radio 1538. Consult our website for much more on all the stories we mention, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Bill Patillon III in Maryland, who sent a donation via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK, 73702, USA. There have been a lot of press reports and discussion about the future of Deutsche Welle, and it does not look bright. Kai Ludwig in Germany sent a report from Evangelischer Pressedienst on 4 November about far-reaching reforms to be done at DW due to the Internet and heavy financial pressure. Job positions in the three-digit range will be eliminated by 2014. Or put another way, DW cuts hundreds of jobs and plans to keep shortwave on the air only for Africa. The basic outcome of a closed meeting of Deutsche Welle directors, where a paper was developed during the next months, proposals are to be made on how to create as much synergy as possible. Except in Africa, Deutsche Welle will rely on the Internet and local rebroadcasting partners. Well, that's fortunate for us, sort of, since in North America we're able to pick up many of the Deutsche Welle shortwave broadcasts to Africa, coming out of Africa, most of them from Rwanda. As Steve Luce in Texas points out, the situation at Voice of Greece has been very unstable, as we've been trying to figure out what their new B10 schedule is. There are changes going on from one day to the next, so it's not sure that even they know what frequencies they're supposed to be using at what times. This is all gathered together in the new issue of DX Listening Digest number 10-46 via worldofradio.com. There has been a format change at AFN Guam, as monitored by Ron Howard in California. He says they'd been off the air for maybe a week, but when they came back on 5765 upper sideband November 3rd, instead of the usual news talk and feature bits, which were always in parallel with AFN Diego Garcia, they were carrying a different AFN service, Mainstream Country, produced by Dial Global. Not parallel to Diego Garcia 4319, except for News on the Hour at 1300. The country music show runs from 1200 past 1400, but at 1640 UT November 10th, he was here in Guam with Z-Rock, alternative rock played by Brian Curry. Need we point out that single sideband is better suited to talk than to music, but try to convince North American pirates of that besides AFN. All India Radio has resumed its special Hajj service for Indian pilgrims in Saudi Arabia. This year the dates are 19 October to 17 December. It's in the Urdu language at 0530 to 06 UT on 15770 and 17845, according to Joe's Jacob at DX India. He says, I hope the Indian Hajj pilgrims are carrying radios with them. I wonder why this is really necessary, as I should think numerous All India Radio shortwave broadcasts and medium wave even would be audible in Saudi Arabia. There's a very complicated and confusing situation concerning Kurdish clandestines for Iran and or Iraq, which I'm not going to attempt to convey here, mostly coming from Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria and Akri Peterson in Denmark, but you can read all about it in the latest DX Listening Digest. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria tries to hear World of Radio on IRRS. We were not on the air the first Saturday of November, since that's when other programming occurs at 09 UT on 9510, but we should be on the air on the 2nd, 4th, and when there is one, on the 5th Saturday at that time. We are supposed to be every Saturday at 1900 UT on 7290. However, Ruman was hearing only the Voice of Russia in English on November 6th. We later found out that IRRS was, in fact, still on the air. The trouble is, VOR is on the same frequency and has a much better signal, at least in southeastern Europe. As a result, IRRS, or IPAR, Nexus, IBA, is changing frequency. It may have already occurred by this weekend for the 19 to 20 UT broadcast. We don't know what it is yet, but we'll get the word out as soon as possible. You may recall that Kenya used to have a modest external shortwave service, but it did not last too long, and now there's not even any domestic shortwave on the air. However, we have an update on what became of their shortwave facilities from Enrico Liperni in Nairobi in the British DX Club's communication about the Coma Rock transmitter site. He is a radio engineer who wrote to Chris Greenway about the whereabouts of the KBC Coma Rock shortwave station, which Chris had been unable to find. Well, he says the station is still there and still has the two Thomson 250 kilowatt shortwave transmitters, albeit not functional, from my last visit in August of this year. The two antennas for supporting mass for directional dipole are 80% functional from a mechanical survey, lacking a few isolators at the motorized changeover switch located at the base of the four masts. So some interesting background there, although that does not mean we can expect them to be on the air again anytime soon, if ever. Noble Green in England, Noble West in Tennessee, and I in Oklahoma have been unable to hear Radio Kuwait anymore during the English broadcast at 18 to 21 UT, which had been on 15540, although at the studio they were never aware of it, kept announcing the former frequency 11990, where we do not hear it either. Does anyone know if they have a new frequency, or is the English broadcast no longer on shortwave at all? The pirate in France, Radio Waves International, now has a weekly hour via the legal transmitter in Sitkonai, Lithuania, 6055 every Saturday in November at 2130 UT. That's following the relay of Iran in Spanish on the same frequency. And furthermore, there's an additional special broadcast on Friday, November 12th at the same time, power 100 kilowatts. They say they also hope to be operating their own transmitters during these broadcasts on 7480, 6325, and 11401. That info from Radio Waves International came via Roberto Scaglioni in his shortwave Yahoo group. Mauritania continues to be missing from 4845, instead using their what had been their daytime-only frequency, 7245, at all hours, reported as early as 0600 and as late as sign-off 0100 UT by numerous monitors, including Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. The exact times he heard them on November 5th and 6th were starting at 0623 and ending at midnight 58. We should pay closer attention to Morocco, nominal 15340, but usually off frequency around 15341.15 until about 1500. Harold Froge in Michigan was listening to this on the 2nd of November. Was getting a horrendous heterodyne with HCJB Australia, but he was surprised to hear alternating commentaries in several languages, not just Arabic, German, Hebrew, Arabic, and French, with a slight echo effect. And they went off the air, still going, with a commentary at 1501 UT. I assume this is a relay from the domestic service, but still it's surprising that Morocco would be broadcasting in Hebrew. And Harold says, a sidelight, the Hebrew speaker was a woman, all the others were men. So listen for this, around 1445 UT, if not a bit sooner. I've now confirmed that the new expanded Basque language broadcast from Radio Exterior de España is Monday through Friday at 1330 to 14 UT on all their frequencies at that time, best here on 17595 and via Costa Rica 15170. And Spain has been using 5970 for the English hour to North America at midnight UT. However, they're having problems switching over to that frequency at the proper time, sometimes starting the broadcast on the old frequency, 6055. 5970 has less adjacent channel interference, but they made a move in the wrong direction for the weekly's Sephardic broadcast to South America at 0115 to 145 UT Tuesdays. They've been announcing 11780, and now they're actually using it, as confirmed November 9th, even though it collides with Brasilia. They should have stayed on the frequency used in the previous season, 11795, which is now empty. The BBC relay station in Nakhon Sawan, Thailand, is threatened by flooding again. Dave Porter of the Wooferton site has heard from someone, a colleague in Thailand, passed on to the shortwave site's Yahoo group. As of November 1st, he says the floods are worse than 2 years ago, but limited to the antenna field so far because of wall defenses built last year. The water depth so far of half a meter, but another 50 centimeters, and the sender hall will be underwater. The new Voice of Turkey frequency for English to North America at 0400-9655, I pointed out, is on too high a band for a nighttime path in the winter. However, I've kept checking it, and it's starting to become somewhat audible, but it would have been much better on the 7 or 6 megahertz band. However, in Germany, Wolfgang Büschel says it's extremely strong. Of course, that's only at 5 a.m. in Europe, 4 a.m. in the U.K. Not only Deutsche Welle, but the BBC World Service also has a bleak future. There was a widely quoted story in The Guardian of November 3rd, headline, BBC World Service Cuts Risk 300 Jobs. It says underused shortwave broadcasting will be cut in favor of FM. Digital Spy also had a story about this, jobs at risk in BBC World Service cuts. However, this will be phased in over the next few years. And a separate BBC problem on the domestic front, staff began a 48-hour strike over pensions. According to a Reuters story via Mike Cooper, this was on Friday, November 5th. After 3 nights of using 3255 between 23 and 02 UT, WWCR announced they were going back to 7465. So it seems despite their previous tests, someone complained about interference. Thanks to Tom Nyberg for passing on that news. A change I did not anticipate last week is that for our Friday 2130 UT broadcast, WWCR should now be on 7465. Check worldofradio.com for our completely updated schedule, as well as a separate schedule updated of all DX programs. The propagation outlook from Prague issued November 5th. Geomagnetic field should be active to disturbed on November 19th, unsettled to active on November 18th, 20th, and 21st, quiet to unsettled on the 11th to 15th, 22nd, 27th, and 28th, otherwise quiet through December 1st. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1538. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will hear me again next week.